Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran tells Turkey to get out of Syria. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Turkey has invaded Syria to go after Islamic State, so they are reporting, but also they want to destroy the opportunity of the Kurds developing into an individual independent state. Now Iran is warning Turkey to get out of Syria. Ken Timmerman, from his vantage point in Washington, D.C., has some very interesting thoughts on this situation.
Well, a very separate issue indeed. In this case, the Iranians are almost playing good guys, and the United States are playing the bad guys. You know, it's an extraordinary reversal of fortunes, Jimmy. But look, Turkey has staged what now appears, by all accounts, to be a pretty hefty invasion of northern Syria into the Kurdish areas. But they're going up against 35,000 Kurds, and they're trying to drive a wedge. They don't want the Kurds to be able to join together and have a contiguous area that they occupy in northern Syria along the Turkish border. So they have gone in and have tried to expel the Kurdish forces to push them back towards Iraq. The United States has reversed our alliances virtually overnight. Instead of backing the Kurds, we're now backing Turkey as Turkey assaults the Kurds, and the Kurds are doing what anybody could expect them to do. They're turning to Iran for protection.
Ken Timmerman on the interesting moves by Turkey, Syria, and Iran. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Iran telling Turkey to get out of Syria has a prophetic significance. If you have a moment, think about this with me. All three of these nations are mentioned in Bible prophecy: Iran, Syria, and Turkey. In Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5, it refers to Persia as one of the nations that will be involved in the alignment of nations that will come against the Jewish state of Israel. In biblical times, this nation was known as Persia. In 1936, they changed their name to Iran. Turkey is mentioned in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 verses 2 and 6 when it mentions Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma. Genesis chapter 10 says those were grandsons of Noah, sons of Japheth, and those four boys, Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma, went into the piece of real estate we know today as modern-day Turkey, in biblical times, Asia Minor, and that's a nation that will be a major player in the end-time scenario as well. And Syria is mentioned as the king of the north, Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 and 41. And Syria, as you study that passage of Scripture, will be the first nation in that alignment of nations to go against the Jewish state of Israel. Today, all three of these nations, Iran, Turkey, and Syria, are actively moving onto the stage that is set for the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...